We left Snip and Canfield to watch the 11 Salties drinking at the bar and marched the other 10 across the street. The graybeard led the way and walked briskly on his tree stump feet. That day's light had drained to a weird yellow I had never seen before, and it would be dark all too soon. The wind blew and the dust flew. I was watching for one of them to make a break, hoping for it, if only to spare the child waiting in the jail, but none did. Jamie fell in beside me. If he's here, he's hoping the kiddo didn't see any higher than his ankles. He means to face it out, Roland. I know, I said, and since that's all the kiddo did see, he'll probably ride the bluff. What then? Lock 'em all up, I suppose, and wait for one of 'em to change his skin. What if it's not something that just comes over him? What if he can keep it from happening? Then I don't know, I said.